This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who has joined us this morning.
Good morning, Felicita. It's Susie.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who has joined us this morning.
Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, Sylvia. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who's on the line? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who has joined us.
You're your father.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who has joined us this morning.
Good morning. This is a car.
Good morning, Devon. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mona.
Good morning, Mona. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to say good morning? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning?
Good morning, Felicita. This is James.
Good morning, James. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning?
Leticia from Arizona.
Good morning, Leticia from Arizona. Thank you for joining us. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us this morning?
Good morning, family. It's Moni.
Good morning, Moni. Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to please place your phones on mute, and we'll begin hosting. There's still a few phones that aren't on mute, so if you could be so kind as to place your phones on mute, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Valuable Felicita, and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here in Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed as well. This month of October, journey with us here on Declare Victory as we dive deep to seek and hear from God and His will for our lives and for His kingdom in this day and age. The theme for October is now. What are we to do now? You don't want to miss the teachings, stories, and lessons that the Declares are preparing as they hear from God for His people. We have two announcements today. Thank you to all who have made a decision to partner with Declare Victory in growing and giving. Your contributions are helping us maintain the call systems as well as provide food for the homeless, purchasing books and supplies for college students, and emergency assistance for individuals and families in crisis. We pray that your seed is multiplied in excess. Also, it is now open enrollment for giving contributions. Please see your HR at your employment for the necessary forms for your employer to donate as well. Second, today is the day that Declare Victory fasts for anything that you may be believing the Lord for. If you would like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m. when we will call back into the same phone number and have a quick closing prayer. There are no new prayer requests from the app. The order of the call is as follows. Declaration will be done by Dion. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Sabrina. And then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by Dion. I'll repeat the order. Declaration by Dion. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Sabrina. And closing comments will be hosted by Dion. At this time, ask you to place your phones on mute until instructed to come off of mute. I now pass the call to Dion.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank you, Valuable Felicita, for hosting and greeting this morning. You always do such an amazing job. We appreciate you and thank you so much for your consistency and your service. Good morning to everyone, and again, happy Wednesday. Today is our day that we have set aside, and it's the day where we fast corporately. And we do this because it's awesome training. It is really, really good for your mind and for your heart. But more than anything, it gives us access to things that we wouldn't otherwise have access to, in all honesty. And it begins to bequeath us, as my grandmother would say, with a little bit more power to execute some things for the kingdom. And so for those that can and will, we love it when you join us, but there are a few of us that are going to do it any old way. I do it because I absolutely have to. At this point, I want whatever it is that God promised. And sometimes for clarity, that fasting does it. This week has been amazing. Miss Pamela got it in on Monday. Yesterday, that old Revonda drug, that red suitcase out, opened it up and laced our boots. And this morning, I cannot wait to share. I had to make myself sit down because if I start walking, it's going to be a whole different story. The Lord showed me some things yesterday in the Word, and I can't wait to share it with you. Now, what I will tell you is you'll probably want to grab a notebook because I'm going to drag you around today through this Word. And I'm going to do my very best to slow down because I'm really excited. For some, this is going to sound awkward. It's going to go against tradition and religion. as I'm still trying to digest and divulge some of the things that I was shown in the Word. But I promise, if you bear with me, if I can't clear it all up during the share, I assure you, I will dust it off during the discussion. If you haven't done so in a while, if you would just do me a favor, if you would go to your Facebook, or Instagram, whatever your social media of choice is, if you would just put the number down and hashtag activate now. Activate, ActiveNOW. Now, for those that have never heard us say this before, I'll use this just to kind of parallel. Dawson and I have this running joke. We say Wonder Twin Powers Activate. And he'll say shape of an ice cube. And I'll say form of a tall glass. One thing needs the other. Well, you could eat ice all by itself, but there's nothing like having a tall glass of water with some ice cubes when you are parched. What does that have to do with anything, Deanna? I was just talking about old school activation and the fact that we touch and agree, and that's what happens. So if you bear with me real quick, we're gonna go ahead and jump in this Word. So now I'm gonna start with a very familiar passage of scripture, and we can start at Luke 8. I want to go there only because I'm going to verse by verse it today, but I'm also going to give you some additional passages of scripture because I think that it just might help. There are three different accounts of this particular story. And I would start with Matthew, but I wanna go backwards with it. So just bear with me. All right, so we're gonna go to Luke 8 and go ahead and jump down and start to 8 if you are following along. And some seed fell on shallow soil, covering the rocks. And as soon as it sprouted, it withered away because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. And some fell on good soil and grew up and produced crops hundreds of times as great. And he said these things. He called out, "He who has ears, let him hear and heed my words." Let me say that again. And he said these things. He called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear and heed my words." Now his disciples asking what parable this meant. I'm going to back up. It says, now his disciples, somebody needs to mute their phone for me. I'll give you a moment. Now, his disciples began asking him what this parable meant. And he said, "To you who have been chosen, it has been granted to know and recognize the mysteries of the kingdom of God." I'm going to say that again. Now, I'm going to put a pause right there, because now in this case means, so listen, or get this, or take note of. Now, his disciples began asking him what this parable meant, and he said, "To you, it has been granted access." You can write that down. "It has been granted to know and to recognize the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to the rest, it is in parables." I'm going to just pause right there. To some folks, you'll be able to hear everything that I say the first time. And to other folks, you're going to have to work to get it. For those that spend time in the Word and taking time to study the Word, I promise when I finish, it's not going to go over your head. But to the rest, it is in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Down in 11, it says, Now the whole tone of my "now then" changed a little bit. It means some information is coming that may need to download. The meaning of the parable is this. Listen, the seed is the word of God concerning eternal salvation. Now is referring to time. It is a reference to eternity. Those beside the road are the people who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes the message away. He snatches it out of their heart so that they will not believe. Right? So now is concerning eternity in this. Now points directly to time. So that they will not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky soil are the people who, when they hear, receive it, they welcome it, and they welcome it with joy. But they have nothing to firmly ground or root it in. Technically, they believe for a while, and in time of trial or temptation, they fall away. The seed, remember that's the word of God, which fell among the thorns, thorns having the power to snatch up, to entangle, to intertwine, means the seed never actually hit the ground. The ground in this case being your heart, right? These are the ones who have heard, but as they go on their way,
They are suffocated out with anxiety. Now, again, referring to eternity and anxiety. Now, anxiety referring to time. Keep going with me. I promise I'm taking you somewhere. Time and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. Again, now, referring to time. Maturity doesn't happen in an instantaneous fashion. It happens throughout or over time. But as for that seed in good soil, as for that word in a great heart, as for that word encompassed and covered with time, these are the ones who have heard the word with a good and noble heart, and hold on to it tightly and bear fruit with patience. Again, now referring to eternity, referring to patience, referring to, Again, now consistently referring to time on four different instances. Get this, parable of the lamp. Now, no one lights a lamp and then covers it with a container. Now, this now is an interjection, and it's like, now, check this out. Right now, again, take heed, listen to, or puts it under a bed, but instead he puts it on a lampstand so that those who come in may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not be known and come out in the open. Again, all of that referring to time. Time exposes everything. Now can be immediate. Now can be right this second. Now can also speak to the future. Now does both of those things simultaneously. Now can also be infinite. Now can refer to a direct order, or it can say however, or it can say therefore, or it can say perhaps. I'm gonna jump down all the way to let's go to 40. I think it's 43. I could go on and on and on just in this particular passage of scripture, and I'd encourage you to read it and look at the several different instances of now and read it in question form, read it in statement form, and then read it in declaration form. One of the things that I love about the word itself now, in the Greek it is said as none, meaning immediate. Also referring to infinite and repetitious, it is a continuum. The word now in and of itself is voice activated. I'm gonna say that again. I want you to hear me, because I need you to get this. It's gonna go with the rest. The word now activates things in our life. It gives us access to things that we wouldn't otherwise have if stated emphatically and correctly. The word now, which can also refer to kairos or time, and kairos meaning your heart or suggestive. Again, kairos means time, knowing that God is not at all controlled, compelled, moved by, or is he held or bound to time? He created time for us. He gave us time as a benefit, right? But kairos in and of itself can mean right this second. It can mean 2 hours from now, but it can also go backwards, right? The word now also suggests to abide. I am standing in Christ now. It's talking about our current state. It is talking about our present state, but nothing about now goes backwards. Nothing about now goes backwards. I'm going to say that again. Nothing about now goes backwards, right? Now, I just said a second ago, the word now in and of itself is voice activated. But right before we go there, I'm going to show you something in the word. So go down to 43. And the woman who had suffered from hemorrhaging for 12 years and had spent all of her money on physicians and could not be healed by anyone, came up behind him and touched the fringe or the outer or exterior of his robe. And immediately, her bleeding stopped. Immediately, she was standing inside of her now. Now, right now, we're in Luke 8. I want you to go with me to Mark 5 and 25. Mark 5 and 25. And I want you to do this because I want to show you something. Mark 5 and 25. A woman in the crowd had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much at the hands of many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was not helped at all, but instead had become worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his outer robe. Get this, for she thought, if I could just touch his clothing, I will get well. She thought to herself, but in her thinking to herself, it became her now. Her thoughts. Now, in King James, I'm reading this in the Amplified, but in King James, it says she muttered to herself. Now, mind you, she was outside of where she should have been. She was outside of her position according to the standard and the tradition and the custom of the culture at the time. Because she was bleeding, she was in isolation, but because her isolation had costed her everything, she determined right that moment, listen, I heard about old boy. What I need to do is move right this second. There were people all around him, right? Let me keep reading. Immediately her flow of blood was dried up and she felt in her body without any doubt that she had been healed of her suffering. Listen, now here comes time again right in her now. Immediately Jesus recognized in himself that power had gone out from him and turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see these people? They're pressing in around you from all sides, and you ask, who touched me?" Still, he kept looking around because there was something different about her press. I want to point this out. You can be in a room full of people on a Sunday morning, and we call it worship service, but just because the people are there crowding around you and pushing in with their physical body, it doesn't mean that their now has any momentum. It doesn't mean that their now is driving their motivation to get to Jesus. She had a driving force. Still, he kept looking around to see the woman who had done it. And the woman thought, and she was afraid and trembling, aware of what had happened to her. She knew that she had gotten healed right that moment. She was standing in her now, and her thoughts motivated her words, and her words activated Jesus and his power. And in a room full of people, someone who should not have had access because she had the nerve in right now to activate her faith, received everything that she needed. Aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him, get this, word activated, the whole truth. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith, your personal trust, your confidence in me has restored you to health. Go in peace and be healed from your suffering. He restored her and he healed her because she used her word. She opened up her mouth when he asked, "Who touched me?" Everything about that moment stated that she was abiding in her truth. She was operating in her current state. She was in her present, but it prophetically spoke to her future. Right? Now, I could go on, but I want to show you it in Matthew, the 9th chapter and the 20th verse. Remember I told you we were going to back up? 9 and 20. Go directly to that. And it reads as follows. Then a woman who had suffered from hemorrhaging for 12 years, again, we're talking about time, came up behind him and touched him, the fringe of his outer robe, for she had been saying, get this, she had been saying to herself, if I only touch his outer robe, I will be healed. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, take courage, daughter. Your trust, your confidence, your faith has made you well. And immediately the woman was completely healed. Get this. Now can be singular and plural at the same time. Now is a whole entire possession. You, me, everybody next to you, we all possess our now. We own it, whatever that looks like. We're standing inside of it, and we're operating in it from whatever position or posture we have. In this instance, the Lord began to show me that now is a direct reference to time. I'm going to say that again. Now is a direct reference to time. Right? Okay. All right. So I want to do this. Let's go to Psalms 24. Psalms 24. And there's a specific scripture, but I want to read this because I want you to get this. I'm trying to give somebody a gift today. Listen, the word of God says this: guard your heart with all of your diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart with all of your diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Right? Our heart houses our now. Not our mind. Our heart harbors our now. There are people on this phone right this second where something happened to you as a child. And whatever that thing was, it arrested your development. It began to pause everything that happened after that and distort your identity so that your now is not a reflection of the numbers of years you've been on earth, but it's reflective of the pain that you stopped growing up at. And so now you're operating from a place of brokenness, bitterness, frustration, and anger. You're not operating to full potential because something happened, right? And so you're now may not look like your brother or your sisters, or it may not look like everybody around you's now. Even though all of us are intended and created to have different nows, different possessions, we are all designed for different levels of capacity, right? I'm going to read this to you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and those that dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the streams and the rivers. Who may ascend unto the mountain of the Lord? And who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and the pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to what is false, nor who has sworn oaths deceitfully. Listen, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from God is his, from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who diligently seek him and require him as their great need, who seek your face, even Jacob, Selah. Now get this. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ancient doors. I'm going to stop right there. Lift up your head is a suggestion of raising your posture. Your head is generally lifted because your heart is glad. The only time we hold our heads down is when we're broken in spirit or stagnant in our now. However, isn't it ironic that the Lord would say, lift up your head, O ye gates? That speaks to access. And be ye lifted up, ye ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. For who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and lift them up, ancient doors. Ancient doors, old time. Old time, ancestral, ancient, antiquated pain. Now I want you to jump over with me to Psalms 104. I promise I'm gonna tie all this together. I promise. Psalms 100, super simple. I'm gonna give you a few of them. Psalms 100, verse 4. And it reads as follows. Enter his gates. Listen, get access with songs of thanksgiving. Now enter his courts. Again, that's access into his presence with praise. Praise and thanksgiving come from your heart. Your heart houses time based upon whatever your now is reflective of. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye ancient doors. So all that old stuff, listen, okay, we're gonna do this. We're going to hand this over to you, Jesus, so that you can give us access to everything that you've already created us to do. Now, mind you, we remember the woman with the issue of blood said she had said to herself, that was Matthew 9 and 20, right? If I could just get over here to Jesus right now, her heart was telling her, listen, her mind might have had an idea, but after a while, that thing got in her heart, and she used whatever measures necessary. Her words fueled her feet to start moving around. She started moving around and got completely over the fear, right? But I gotta stay in my heart and my mind. Even when she recognized, okay, I'm going to get in trouble because I'm out of place, I had lifted up my head, and I had activated ancient doors. I had moved past that stuff in my past because the doctors couldn't help me. The doctors couldn't fix it. The doctors couldn't rearrange anything that was going on. I'm giving them all my money. I'm hopeless. My head is down. My body is bent in half, but I'm tired. And I got to do whatever I got to do to press my way. I see all these people. I'm not studying them. They're not even on my mind. If I get killed in the process, I'm just going to have to die. But what I'm not going to do is lose sight of my now. And I could just hear her when she felt her body being healed. Oh, my God, it stopped. You've got to be kidding. I spent all this time over here in the cut, these doctors, and took all my bread. I'm outcast. All my friends have shaken me. But lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. You old times, you old things, I'm done with you. I am moving forward in right this second. Go with me to Psalms 20. Psalms 20. Oh, wait. Stay at 100 and go to 4 and read down. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Listen, be thankful to him. bless him, and praise his name. Be thankful to him, bless him, and praise his name. Isn't it amazing that thanks goes with gates and access, that thanks goes with his presence and his courts? Thanks and praise. Now go to Psalms 20 and 4. Psalms 20 and 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all of your plans. May he grant you all your heart's desire and fulfill your heart's plan. Again, that's that right now blessing. Now let's do one more thing. Go Philippians 4 and 6. Philippians 4 and 6, super familiar. Don't be anxious for anything, but in all things, prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God with thanksgiving in your heart. Again, access, 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 access. Just say that to yourself. I'm going to access my now, right now. All of this being, again, sound and word activated. I'm going to take you back in a minute because I want to tell you about Jay Iris's daughter, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to wrap it up with that. But before we do that, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. Somebody needs to mute their phone for me. 2 Corinthians 4. Okay. And we're going to go 4. Just go to 15 and 16. And if you're not going, that's fine. Just write it down if you want to. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise up with Jesus and will present us with you in his presence. For all these things are for your sake, so that as God and his remarkable undeserving grace reaches to move and more people are increased by thanksgiving to the glory of our great God, right? So we have a responsibility because, now mind you, Jesus, again, living on the inside of us, giving us the power to operate in right this second. When we start to use our words to tell the Lord thank you, something starts to shift in our hearts. Even for those that are struggling with old or historical or antiquated hurt and pain and frustration and failure, I need to tell you this morning that if you begin to tell the Lord thank you for what he's done, something will start to happen. How do you know that, Dion? I remember when Josiah was in the hospital and I began to tell the Lord thank you for healing him once I accepted that he had said it was not unto death. Now, that was not the easiest thing to do, to say thank you while I was looking at what others would deem a done deal, a bad scenario, a case or a situation where it looked like things were not going to work out in my favor. And I'm going just a little bit long, but I need you to get this. You are standing right now in the climax of whatever your reality is. Now speaks to your future and your present simultaneously. Now can be a declaration, which means what do you have with you right now, or a decree. What are you stating is to come? You are now standing in whatever your truth is. Again, now is singular and plural simultaneously, right? Now, I want you to go back with me to
Matthew, and you can go 9 to, let's go to 22. No, 23, I'm sorry. Now, this is when Jairus had come, and he was telling Jesus that his baby was sick. He was like, listen, my kid is not good. I need you to help. It says, when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players who were professionally hired to mourn, so there was some folks on deck to have pity parties, right? And to grieve, crowds making an uproar, look what Jesus said. He said, go away, for the girl is not dead, but she is sleeping. Check this out. Isn't this just like people? Them jokers started laughing. And they jeered at him, which means they taunted him. But when the crowd had been sent outside, Jesus went in and took the girl by the hand. Now, mind you, Jesus is operating in now. He's moving forward in his now, in his infinite power, with all of his glory, every single thing that was with him, including all the angels he had charge of. Everybody was with him, right? He already had the right heart posture. He was time. He was standing inside of time, outside of time, and he created a moment in time for Jairus to never, ever forget. See, that's what he did for me. He stood outside of time, inside of time, and created a moment in time that I'll never forget, that my kid got completely up from 86 pounds all the way to 130 some odd pounds now. Now he about 5'6". He done fooled around and grew up on me. Look, and he said this, but when the crowd had been sent outside, Jesus went in and he took her by the hand, and the girl got up. Now, mind you, if you read this in Mark 5 and you read down, it says, and Jesus spoke to the girl. He said, get up. Matter of fact, let's look at that real quick. And you can look at it at Luke 8 as well. But he used his words to activate her change. He used his words to create a moment in time that was unforgettable, not just for Jairus, not just for the little girl, but for every single person that stood outside, for those that gathered and that were paid to come and have a pity party, that were there specifically to see everything be over, everything be done. You know, you got some folks that are technically looking like they're going to get a paycheck to watch you get stuck in your ancient door. Well, I came to make an announcement this morning that you have full authority because of Ephesians 3 and 20 that says exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything we could ever think, hope for, pray about, or imagine, that because of what's working on the inside of you, every single second of every single day can cancel out your ancient doors and start to move you in to the lifting up your head, O ye gates, and give you access in your now. It can take you to a place where you are watching God stand in time, stepping outside, looking at time, and then creating that moment in time so that you can speak to your immediate situation. And then you can use your words to prophetically speak to your future and declare, I am the righteousness of God. Everything that I am because he made me in this Kairos moment. He made me to none. He made me to have access to immediate yeses. He made me to have access to the favor of God. He broke the chains of my ancient doors, and he began to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit on the inside of me. The reason that he did that is because I made a decision, just like you have to make a decision in your now, that yesterday has come and it's gone. It's now time to move and to access those things of now. See, if he is working with you and in you and through you, there's nothing we can't do, for the word declares that greater works than these shall we do in his name, but we got to do it in our power now. You can't wait for tomorrow. You can't wait for the next day. You have to make a decision that, listen, if I stay here, I'm going to die. But I have a feeling that if I use everything that I am, everything that I got to press in, to get to know him a little better and learn how to abide. See, that means now. That means my current state. That means my present tense, because God gives us faith now. He gives us hope now. He gives us love now. He gives us gentleness now. He gives us meekness now. He gives us love now. But we have to choose how we operate in our time. See, our hearts, they will inhibit us if you don't pay attention, if you're not careful, and if you don't root out those things that will try to rob you of now and have you stuck in yesterday and once upon a time. And I remember back in the day, you know somebody that talk like that, they phrases are always referring to what used to be, what could have been, what should have been. Listen, I ain't got time for yesterday. I made a plethora of mistakes. However, today I am seated in heavenly place. I am a joint heir with my daddy. I am the righteousness of God. I'm a child of the Most High. And miracles and signs and wonders got to follow me. Because guess what, y'all? It ain't nothing you can tell me, because what he did in one of my nows, and even though it's historical, see, that now is going to be record-breaking for the rest of my life. I can put my hands on a miracle right this second. Not just once, but twice. I can go in one room and there's a miracle of God healing a physical body. And then I can fool around and go in another room and see where he healed a mind. You got to learn to speak to now, no matter what it looks like. You got to learn to talk to now when you're crying in the midnight hour. You got to learn to talk to now when your money is funny and your change is strange. You got to speak to now every situation that arises. And you know that greater is he that is on the inside of you than he that is in the world. And then you fooled around and got a Hebrew 12th chapter. For great is the cloud of witnesses. Honey, y'all watch my work. Watch me smoke. And not because I think I'm something, but I don't have time to put me under a bed. If you can't deal with my shine, what I'm going to need you to do is get out the room. Did that because I serve a great God who is able to do exceeding abundantly, above and beyond anything I could ever think, hope for, or imagine. I don't have time to be the bushel that's hidden, but God, I thank you that I'm operating in my now. I don't know what it looks like over there. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but today I will open up my mouth and declare the works of he who sent me, because I can't help it. My life depends on it. I had a now moment, and he gave me access to eternity. He gave me access to all of this because he owns it. The only struggle you have is what you believe in your now. So I just want to remind you, listen, your now is your responsibility. Ain't nobody going to come and fix your now but you. Your words determine your now. What you hold on to determines your now. What you release determines your now. If you want it now, listen, get up and get it now. Don't worry about the details. Don't try to figure out how ends is going to meet. They not going to meet ever, but it's always still going to be exceeding abundantly, above and beyond anything you could ever think, hope for, or imagine. As I pass the call.
So, Father, we don't want to lose this momentum. Saints, take your phones off of mute and begin to praise God right now. We thank you for access that is granted. We thank you for the ability to activate the word. Thank you for the
We thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. thank you, God.
Thank you.
You are an amazing God.
Hallelujah.
The knowledge that you are all powerful takes on a different meaning today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The fact that you created time, stepped out of it, and continued to dominate it for our behalf. God, the fact that you are all powerful means just a little more to us today than it did yesterday.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God,
we worship you today, God. The knowledge that we have been granted access just by the activation of our words is liberating.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So today our posture has changed. We intentionally changed the way that we think. Hallelujah. The way that we think will no longer look like apathy. We will not confuse apathy with patience. Hallelujah. We are waiting differently.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the ability to press differently
so
that our worship looks different.
Yes.
Our praise looks different. Our worship looks different.
Hallelujah.
We've been waiting. And what we thought was patient was apathy. But God, we're waiting with purpose now. We're pressing purpose now. So we thank you, God, that even our situation feels a little better. Our garment of praise fits us a little better. Hallelujah. We thank you for your garments this morning. Hallelujah. We have been worshiping you in silk, but now we're worshiping with gold. We thank you for a different texture on this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you that we are ready to engage in this worship fair, God. This warfare. We are ready to engage. We've been waiting on you to work through us. You've been waiting to work through us. So our doors are open. Hallelujah. Waiting for you to connect. Hallelujah. Glory to you, God. We thank you for open doors. Hallelujah. To hold on that will hold miracles. God, we thank you that for doors that we have closed in our own lives, we're opening them. Hallelujah. Because those are future stations to hold miracles, signs, and wonders. So we thank you for every door that appears unoccupied. I see miracles down the hall. Hallelujah. I see miracles down the hall. Signs and wonders that will stand as monuments and testaments to just how great thou art.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you, God, and we make space for you to work in our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you for this word that came from today. God, I thank you for Dion. I ask that you would do whatever it is she needs to be done. You have everything. Every prayer that is lifted up to you, God, and we stand in solitude and agreement with her, in solidarity. We stand just by the activating of this word today. Right now, we call it done on her behalf. These blessings and all others, we ask in your son Jesus' name, and we raise it with one final praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless you.
Oh, thank you, God.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody needs to mute their phone. Somebody who has us on speaker, if you, or either that or turn your volume down in your car. But before we do anything, this is going to sound really, really off. I want everyone that can, I know some folks are at work, I don't care if you just mutter it. Mutter means to just move your lips as if to suggest to the atmosphere, I want it now.
I want it now. I want to understand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I want
it
now, Lord.
Now.
Hallelujah. Now, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Not next month, not the week after next. Jesus, listen, now. I need to be clear today. I ain't going to make it to tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everything I had is gone. Hallelujah.
Oh,
folks that took advantage of my now so often because I was looking to everything else to show me what now is supposed to look like. But, Lord, thank you that you unscale my eyes and unplug my ears and open up the eyes of my understanding so that my heart could know that time is all that I have to operate in my now. That's all I got. You gave it to me specifically to operate in it to the fullest of my capacity. And so now, God, I speak prophetically to every person under the sound of my voice. God, that you would enlarge the place of their tent, that you would stretch forth their curtains, for soon they'll be bursting on the left and on the right. God, I speak capacity. I speak maturity in the name of Jesus. God, I speak that you begin to cultivate their heart, cultivate their time, Lord God, all those old things, those dead things that are holding them back, that you begin to pluck it out one by one so that their now becomes a tangible thing of evidence of how great our God is. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. I'm excited about y'all's now. I'm excited about what that's going to look like. I'm excited about the process and the press. And I pray that you press differently. Hallelujah. Amen. So before I go, somebody may have joined the call. You didn't get a chance to say good morning. Good morning. Great morning. God morning. In the words of my Wonder Twins voice. Anybody want to say good morning?
Good morning, Beyond. It's Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn. Good morning, Sister Catherine. 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 Good morning, Sister Catherine.
folks. Good morning.
Good morning,
Sonia.
Good morning.
What up, it's Dee Dee.
Hey, Dee. Hey, good morning, Sonia.
Good morning,
Dee Dee.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, Tina.
God bless you all this morning.
Hey,
good
Tina.
Morning,
hey,
Tina.
Brother Jeff. Heard a couple
morning,
of phone calls.
Hey, Denise. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's Latasha.
Hey, Bernice.
Good morning, Latasha from Chicago. Chi-Town in the house. Good morning.
Good morning, family. It's Nikisha.
Hey,
Keisha.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lavina.
Hey, Lavina. And who else? I'm sorry.
It's Kenya.
Oh, hey, Kenya Binya.
Hey, Kenya Binya.
Hi, Sissy.
Good morning, Kenya.
Love you guys.
Good morning, family. It's Dondria.
Hey, Dondria. Good morning.
Hey, Dee.
Good morning,
Where
family. It's Aisha.
Hey, who is that? I'm sorry.
Aisha.
Hi, Aisha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Aisha.
Anybody else?
Good morning, Sister Charlene.
Hey, good morning, Sister Charlene. Amen. Amen. Well, y'all, I'm excited. I didn't sleep much last night, as you can kind of tell. Yeah, I feel like a little slow this morning, honey. I got up 14 times. Like, what'd I say? And then what'd I say? Oh, yup. Yeah. Right? So that was my night and my morning. But I am not mad about it, because today my now is empowered to do what needs to be done. And I'm going to keep pressing with that. I'm going to rock with that word. Amen. Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns? Dion, you lines. It was in the word. I read it.
I have a question.
Shoot.
My name is Tanya. Morning.
You so soon.
What, girl? What you had wanted?
What it feel like to turn into a wonder twin? Did you say you out loud? You said that. I can't believe you.
Wonder twin power activate.
I can't believe you said that out loud. I saw it in my spirit though. I seen it. I seen y'all with your uniforms on. Did you have on the red suit? Okay.
I had on the blue one.
You had a blue one. Oh, I figured it would have been red. Okay. Anyway. He stole it. Okay. So what I had said was, I felt the preach coming on, honey. I felt the transition. I was able to follow you with all them scriptures because they all made sense. They all had lined it up. But oh my God, that word dropped from heaven. The whole atmosphere shifted. Listen, y'all. Heaven is, there was an uproar that happened. Like this morning, there was some foundational things that happened. Like this is my download right now. There were some foundational things that were broken this morning. It is important for you. It's so important for you all. Listen. That beep was to get y'all's attention. It's important for y'all not to go get some crazy glue or Gorilla Glue and try to glue the foundations back together. It was broken this morning. I felt it. Y'all activated the now. So can I suggest that throughout the rest of the, when I tell you, I have heard over and over and over, sometimes once a day, sometimes twice a day, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. This is real. This is real. The word of God is powerful. And I'm telling you, there were some foundational things that were broken this morning. Don't go back to it. Keep saying now. Just keep saying now. Keep saying now. Okay, I'm going to stop. Bye.
You ain't had to stop. You on point. That's it. If you get to the point, listen, in real life, and I'm going to say this and then I'm just going to open the floor up and whoever has something. In real life, I had to speak to now. And it's almost like the Lord, my poor little baby, I feel bad sometimes because, you know, that's that old condemnation that the enemy will try to bring. It's because the Lord had to get some things in my hand, some things into the eyes of my understanding. My little baby had to go through, but he was such a boss. Like he went through that thing like he was made to kill cancer. Like in real life, like he went through it like I wish cancer would, only it would be another word that went right there technically, right? My baby fooled around and showed cancer, the tumor, the surgeons, all the rest of the stuff. And I remember looking to the doctors and saying, okay, well, what do we do? And what do I say? And how do I, you know what I'm saying? Like all of these different things, and I'm feeling it and I'm experiencing it. I remember the moment the Holy Spirit said, Dion, you keep looking at them like they know. They don't know. They have no clue. They don't know what to do. Right now, they just guessing. They doing what they know to do per the book. But I'm telling you that it's not unto death. But as soon as you start to step into understanding that I got this, we'll move right on along. The second that I told the doctor, honey, you don't tell me what to do. And give me them papers. We going home. Now, I'm not saying everybody to do that. I'm a little different. I'm a little special. My stuff works. But what I'm saying is sometimes we spend a whole bunch of time trying to figure it out, not really figure out a bowl. Seriously. Like you will spend the rest of your life trying to figure it out. My life is a cartoon, swear. Sometimes I feel like I should get some popcorn and just watch this thing.
Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? I'm shutting up.
Hey, hey, it's Dee Dee real quick. I just had to speak because when you talked about my nephew, and you're right, I've never witnessed it, and just being able to watch front row, going to appointments with him, and just even him texting me when he didn't just had treatment, I'm still in awe, Dion. Just like you said, he beat the crap, almost said something, out of cancer. And so I'm just blessed this morning. I'm with Tanya. When you was preaching your sermon this morning, and oh, you woke up Kendall because I had you on speaker, but thank God for who you are and the now, right now, right now, right now. Let me go on mute.
That man in real life, yeah, he's a boss. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where he got
listen,
from.
Listen, listen. Now.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anybody else?
Let me ask a question. Is anybody struggling? Listen, seriously, is anybody struggling to move into right this second? Like, is your language backwards? Do you refer to yesterday and yesteryear and old things and ancient doors? Anybody right now struggling with that?
Hey, good morning, Dion. This is Kedra.
Hey,
good morning. It's not that I'm struggling, but after hearing your declaration this morning, it has helped me to continue just to press forward, because it's like I know I'm in my now. And I believe that I am doing everything in my now that I'm supposed to be doing, because God works strategically, right? Everything, I'm a firm believer, everything happens when and how it's supposed to, considering I've surrendered to the Lord. But it's like my now isn't looking like what I expected to, if that makes any sense. But I know I'm there. You know, it may sound like a contradiction, but I know I'm there. I know I'm in my now, because it's like everything that I've done in the past, I ain't doing that no more. It's not going to happen again. So I know I'm there in my now, but it doesn't look like what I want to. And I don't know if I have too high of an expectation, but I know God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. So maybe it is a struggle, but that's just where I'm at.
It is a struggle because you're still looking for your outcome. The struggle is that not really operating in your now. You just want it to look how you want it to look. That's still a struggle because you still trying to, that's control. It's not going to look how you want it to. But listen, you can't ever expect higher than God is able to produce. You said maybe my expectations are too high. You don't have the ability, I don't think any of us innately have the ability or the capacity to think too high for what God is able to do, which is why he said exceeding abundantly, above and beyond anything we could ever think, hope for, or imagine. So can you talk exceeding abundantly above and beyond? I know I can't.
No, ma'am.
That's all. And so sometimes it's just our perspective based on our expectation, which is why the word says his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Sometimes you got to give yourself a break, right? You don't have to even be responsible for all of that. It's really kind of irrelevant. Does that make sense? Like, it don't even matter what you think. That's what I have to get. Like, and that took a long time. That wasn't easy because one of my ancient doors is control. I come from that, right? And so I had to get to a place where my need to control was not greater than my desire for God's plan for my life, right? That's the struggle, where your need to control a thing does not supersede God's desire, right, to bless you. And that's a challenge. It's not, you know, not an easy job to do down here. Amen.
Why you make that the song sounds cute.
You're about to offer it back.
Because I play too much. Man. Anybody else?
Yeah, it's Kenya real quick before I get in the office. I kind of feel the same way Kedra does a little bit. I mean, I feel now things are changing. I just want it to happen a little bit faster. So my issue, I guess, is impatience.
Hey, Dion. Well, I think the problem is a lot of times we find ourselves so steeped in these feelings that change all the time.
Listen,
and you talked about surrender when you were willing to do, you know, when you put God, what God wanted for you above what you wanted to do, you gave that door up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always in our feelings. We want to feel different, and that
mm-hmm.
may not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
That may
yeah.
not be the, that
right.
may not be the case. Go ahead, Beth.
No. If you could finish, Vonda, I was just agreeing. You not only are you right, but get this. Look how you just said that. Look what the Lord told me. He said, Dion, in this season, I'm going to deliver you from your feelings. And I was like,
that part.
But don't I need them? He was like, not for what you think you need them for.
Mm-hmm.
I only need you to have feelings so you can be sensitive to my leading.
Mm-hmm.
But with regard to offense, see, because now you got to keep in mind, good morning. You got to keep in mind that the Bible says, guard your heart with all of your diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, right? So we had this conversation. You can leave him in here. We had this conversation that, you know, there are things that happen to us when we're kids. And for some people, depending on how gross the level of neglect or abuse or frustration or pain or whatever is, the deeper the wound. You know, scar tissue has degrees, it has levels, right? So if you were abandoned, rejected, all of that stuff, those wounds are not easily healed up. They're not easily stitched up. They're not easily put together. You have to do some work, right? Now, if you allow yourself to be over the top with that, like if you never give yourself room or permission to move beyond that pain, you get stuck there, right? Now, in doing so, what you do is arrest your development. Period. Your development is arrested, and now you stuck in that place of time, which is why that becomes your now. That becomes an ancient door. That becomes a place where you need it to be, like you need to be broken out of. It becomes your gate. It's the thing that blocks you off. Right? And so we have historical those, all of us. We have lots and lots of ancient ones of those. Right, and that's per our lineage, per our bloodline, per our familial stuff. So it's, you know, it's completely up to you. Watch out, son. It's completely up to you whether or not you move past the door. You gotta choose. Amen. Anybody else have question, comment, anything?
Hey, Dion. This is Gloria.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hey, Gloria.
Good morning, Fancy. Hey. Okay, so. I would, and I know this is, it's feelings too, but I feel exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost in my, I don't know, in my somewhere, exhausted. And so.
In your what, say again?
In my somewhere. I don't know even what it is.
Okay.
But I do my positive confessions. I'm reading the word. I believe God. But there comes a place, and normally it is. Normally it is in the evening time when it's time for me to get ready to go to bed or whatever. I just, it's like I'm tired. I don't feel I don't feel like doing nothing. Can I just lay in and morph for a minute? And I know that's not good because my automatic reaction would be to turn on the TV, but I've been resisting that.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, I,
It's all ancient stuff.
Well, I was just gonna say, you answered your own question. It's just it's an ancient door. So we have a tendency to compartmentalize based upon what we feel. But again, our now only happens. Now listen, if you notice back in Luke the 8th chapter, I don't know if it was Luke, Matthew, or Mark, which one of them, 5, 9, or 8 is one of them. I'm not sure which one, but where it says, and she came and confessed everything. Listen, I didn't spend all my money with these doctors. I've been trusting these people to help me get well, and none of it worked. I heard you was coming through. I fooled around. Technically, I'm not even supposed to be here. You know what we call, or you'll hear Ravonda say, throw up. I could see her coming and just throwing up right in front of Jesus. Listen, honey, my life has been a raggedy hot mess. I don't know. I like to cuss right there. I don't know what's going on. I've been broke down forever and ever and 12 days, and now here we are. I heard you was coming. I knew that if I could get to you, I'd get better. Right? So there are some things that we owe a confession for. And sometimes it takes some self-deliverance or a deliverance service. For those that don't believe in that, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I am constantly in the face of the Lord. Listen, all my stuff, show it to me so I can acknowledge that it exists, so I can repent. Even for historical bloodline things, there are things that I've apologized for in my bloodline, historical sins and sins of my grandmother and sins of my mother, things that because things follow us generationally, right, there is a repentance that is due because the world operates on principles and precepts. Recompense, restoration, they go together. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's the thing. And so there are, again, now is voice activated. Everything that you experience right now is going to be based upon what you are openly willing to address and confess.
I believe that that God sees us, whatever it is that we're struggling with, I believe that God sees us in a perfect state, meaning I don't think he sees us in that illness. He doesn't see us with that retardment of forward motion. He sees us in a perfect state. And the reason why that lady who touched his garment was able to be healed immediately was because her faith was so strong, like you said. It was so strong that it pulled something out of him, like you said. And it's the same thing for us. When we are going through something and God, and we take it to God, and just that small faith, that mustard seed of faith, God sees us in our healed state. So our faith in him will immediately put us in the now, because that's how he sees us. His now for us is in a perfect state. His now for us is already healed. His now for us is already delivered.
Uh-oh. She okay?
Yeah, that wasn't me. I was the...
All right, good.
Take over for me for a second, Sam.
Okay, I got you. I don't know who that was commenting, but thank you. Thank you for your share. Anybody else have anything? You have a question or a comment? It's a rich, rich word this morning.
This is Sister Carolyn. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Wow, what a blessing to hear that word on today. I was like, well, I didn't hear all the scriptures, and I'm like, I got some of them, so I need to contact Moni for a replay on that. I just love the way she went all the way in, and I heard a demand, a now, put on my faith right now. I got to have it now. It's not a question. Oh, God, that command, I'm blessed on today, and it applies to much over here. Oh, God.
And it's not about do I feel it and all of that. It's I don't see it, but I got to trust him. Oh, God, I got to trust him. Oh, God, even if I can't trace him where he at right now, but I got to trust him. Oh, God, and I got to surrender. Oh, God, it may not look like I want it to look, but I got to surrender and trust him. Wow, thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, I'm in a new place. It got to be now. Thank you. Oh, God.
You know, the amazing thing is that, it's not amazing, but the reality is that your now is, it's a decision that you make. It's your choice. It's my choice. Not just speaking to Carolyn, but I mean, anybody who is contemplating, anybody who may, you know, anybody who heard the word today, really activating your faith, activating your now is a choice. And I want to encourage you not to be afraid. This goes to me too. So I'm used to the control thing is absolutely, you know, because I'm an organizer, I'm an administrator, I have a backup plan for in the event that something doesn't go right. And I know there are people on this call that are laughing. Oh, well, whatever. But because they know, they think they know me. Y'all don't really know me. But, you know, trying to be proactive. I can't do that with God. I have to just give it to him and leave it there. And until I, so I will faith it, F-A-I-T-H, until I grasp it, until it becomes manifested. So the whole key is, yeah, you can't see it. You know, that's how faith is. But faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we act and we operate in faith, the unknown. We don't see it. Many times we don't feel it. We can't use our natural abilities to operate in the spiritual realm to completely. Yes, we use some of the natural, but not all of it. And one of the things is that we have an expected outcome, and that's where the disappointment comes in. Because we've set in our mind the way that it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and when it doesn't happen that way or the way that we think it should happen. And this is nothing new. We've talked about this before. And this even goes back to me, thinking that we have God's system down. We ain't never going to have his system down. Just because he worked a miracle and blessed you a specific way before doesn't mean he will use that particular those ingredients or that recipe or something different. Anyone else? Anybody else have a comment?
Amen. Thank you. Hey, Tan, this is Ravonda.
Hey, Ravonda.
Hey, love. I was listening to what you were just saying, and I'm thinking about the senses that God has given us, the touch, the sight, and the smell, and we can hear, you know, all of those things. And that's for us to really live here in this drama, in this earth realm. And I was listening to Dion talk about the miracle that she can put her hands on. And what we have to really get from this is this one thing. This is what I got from it, is the miracle is it starts where our senses stop. It starts where our senses stop, and it's not. It's inclusive of facts. These are the facts. We need those facts. That's for us. The fact is that Josiah was sick. Josiah had tumors. We have other counts on this line where the facts were, it was beyond what the doctors could do. And the moment we realize the miracle comes in where our senses stop, all kind of possibilities can happen. That's why who we are emotionally has to line up with the will of God. We have to always make sure we put our emotions in check, that when we go into situations where our senses stop, at that point, we have to put our emotions in check, because then we make decisions that are not based on the exceedingly abundantly above all. And when I'm able to put my when we are able to put our emotions in check and know that, you know what, my senses start here. So the miracle is an absent of what this reality is, this truth is. I know I got a headache. I can get an aspirin. But me saying that I have one doesn't discount the fact that, you know what, if it leads to something else, God's miracle can do. I need a miracle. The miracle can happen. So I cannot walk through life and think that that it's just going to happen out of the sky or whatever. No, it begins when at the point that my senses and where who I am emotionally and everything cannot comprehend this thing, that's when I need the miracle. That's when God's miracle steps right on in. But it's not void of what the situation is. I'm not to say that this isn't what it is. This is what it is. And God, I'm going to give this to you, and I believe you for this. How do I feel about it right now is not important. But what I believe is, and so we have to make sure, who builds a house and put doors on it that don't match the house? I've seen somebody build a house over in Pittsburgh. Build a church over in Pittsburgh. They built on that house forever. And it was a church, but they put doors on it that fit a house. The scale wasn't right. The scale wasn't right, and it looked kind of funny, but that was to my eyes. I didn't know. If you go back to that church today, you wouldn't believe what has happened and what God has done through that place. But you know what? I only had limitations with what I could see, and that's why I need miracles in my life, because guess what? Rwanda's limitation at time, my senses only work so far. It's only meant for me here in this earth. But at the point when that transcends, my decision making transcends my flesh and how I feel, then that's the environment for a miracle. God, I enjoyed this share this morning.
That's amazing, those epiphanies that you got. I heard a preacher say, and I was guilty of this. Dion, let me know when you're ready. I heard, I was listening to, his name is, the last name is Capps, C-A-P-P-S. I cannot remember the first name. It doesn't matter. Charles Capps, I think. At any rate, he's an old school faith preacher.
Charles Capps.
Yes. Oh, my God. I used to be guilty of saying, like, I might have a headache. I don't have a headache. I don't have a headache. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I don't have a headache. You know what he said? He said, stop lying. You do have a headache. You do have a headache. You do have the cancer. Now, you change your language about, I don't have to say I have. I can say I was diagnosed, right? He said, but to deny that you're broke is ridiculous. It's a lie. You don't have the money. But where the faith comes in is that I believe that God has healed me. You begin to that confession of faith. Yes, this is what the doctors diagnosed. But I believe I'm healed according to his stripes. I believe that healing is the children's bread. I declare that I will live. I will live and not die. You begin to confess. But to say that it's not, to say that he said, that's a lie. And I was like, oh, wow. He said, stop spiritualizing stuff. We're human beings. Things are going to happen to us. So what am I saying? I'm saying that there are things that will happen. They will happen to us physically. They will happen to our finances. You know, we may lose different things. Acknowledging does not mean that you accept it, right? That's what the thing is. I see that's what it is. And so now I'm going to pray that God is going to deliver me, restore me, heal me, whatever, from that particular thing. And I'm not going to confess it as it's mine, that I own it, that this is who I am, because that's not how God created me. God didn't create me with, in my mind, God did not create me with cancer. Like, that's not his perfect will over my life. It's not God's perfect will over my life for me to have migraine headaches consistently, right? I have access. And we talked about that today. We have access. Right? Or even some of these we can change our language about it, but to say that, you know, to deny that particular thing is whatever it is,
we're lying to ourselves. And if we lie to ourselves, we can't begin to move in the realm of healing or the realm of deliverance. And I agree with you, Dionne, about the whole thing about deliverance services and stuff. You know, some things come out but by prayer and fasting, yes, but there are also times when we need the elders of the church to lay hands on us so that we can recover. And I don't mean just elders in age, but folks that are seasoned in the Word of God, that are seasoned in their faith, that you know can get a prayer through. Dionne, if you're ready, we're going to hand it back off. Okay, all right.
Hey, this is Lisa. Can I say something? No. I've been in the bathroom. I just got to work. Lord Jesus. Just got to work and took a break. My God. I'm all outside. Listen, every action will result in an equal or opposite reaction. So every single negative word we put out there, we have to counteract it with a positive, right? So just because it's a fact, and it is a fact, right, because the reports are real, like Pam was saying, we counteract the fact with the truth. By his stripes we're healed. So if we do say it, if somebody does say it, we counteract that word and we say, yes, but my God is a healer and I'm believing in God, right? So I just believe that we shall have whatsoever we say, and that our world is framed by the words that come out of our mouth. Miss Beattie Cherise, I had an aha moment this morning.
Yay!
When you were talking about, yes, I was like, wow, Holy Spirit, I'm about to look at that scripture. When you were reading over in Mark 5:34, he said to her daughter, first of all, he put her in position, called her daughter. Can you imagine Jesus calling us daughter? Come on, and he does, right? God does. He says, your faith has healed you, right? So go in peace and be free from your suffering, or your suffering is over. That's the NIV. So he already healed her. He said, go in peace. Why? Because you're going to need peace when that enemy try to come back and make you think about those ancient doors that you've been suffering over, right? Why would he say, go and you are free from your suffering? He said literally to her, she was free from everything that held her bound and everything that was associated with it, so that she could no longer give up her peace. Go in peace. He declared that over her. So that is prophetic for her future, right? All that stuff, all that bleeding, all that money you spent, all that pain, all those people talking about you, all that isolation and rejection, look, you're free from that. Because he already healed her. Why would he say your suffering is, you're now go in peace and suffer no more, and you're free from your suffering? Because if we don't accept the garment of peace, right, and we don't put it on, we're not going to experience, we're going to allow that enemy to keep coming back, even though we're in our now, we experience the healing and we believe God. If we're not careful and we don't use, I'm glad you said those, the fruit of the Spirit by the Holy Spirit to remind us that we are free and free indeed, and that we can walk in peace, then we don't have to deal with the stuff because it's been dealt with. So how many times will we let it keep tripping us up, or how many times will we go and pick it back up and put it in our face, even though he told us we were healed and set free, already healed from it, now free from it. That was good. That was some good stuff. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Lisa. I love when you expound. That was fabulatory as always. Good stuff.
That was some good stuff. Good Thank stuff. You. Okay. Going back to work and do what I get paid for. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Anybody else have anything? Anybody?
Them doggone doors,
huh? Them doors and them gates.
Them gates. Jesus.
Them doors and them gates. Listen, them doors and them gates, I don't know. I don't know. Go ahead. Grab some. Amen. Anyway, I'm not sure, you know, I know everybody gets what they're supposed to get when they're supposed to get it. All I can say is that after a while, when you get ready and you really, really ready for the transitional piece, I'm just ready. I'm just ripe. I've been in this place for a really long time. Like all of this, you know, how I understand, it's not like it was a overnight process. So I don't want anybody to, you know, somebody may be struggling even to get half of what I said, and I get it. But I promise you that some seeds were planted. And over time, they'll grow. I can feel it. Just kind of FYI, I can feel it. And somebody is like, okay, well, I get it and all of that. But now, you know, whoopee flamdoozle, because I ain't there. I get all of that. But if you go back to any of the scriptures that I read, and it talks about, even in Luke, the 8th chapter, if you just go back up to the top where it talks about seed for the sower. And you can start to kind of do some reflective work and really kind of pay attention to how well you've kept your soil being your heart being your portal or your access to time and now. Somebody needs to mute their phone if you're not going to talk. Can you mute your phone for us? Right? So all I can say is start to do the heart work. Start to do your time work, which sometimes means you got to backtrack and you got to review some things that happened historically, and you got to ask yourself some questions and move into move into the process of change or transition. Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning, Dion. This is Pretty Patrice. I received your word on this morning. Awesome job. Awesome job. Amen. Awesome job. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pretty. And, I'm excited. I can't wait to see some of my folks that get to step into the, you know, we've been on a journey for a while. You know, we've been doing some work for a while, getting to a place where evolving is just the end result. It just go right here. Make sense? it just go right here. So that's it. Anybody else?
Hey, Dion.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Two people. I heard
Pamela and
Keisha. Oh, Pam and Keisha. Okay. Pam, go, and then Keisha, go after Pam. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you so much for the declaration this morning. And, it was just so much to unpack. And even with the discussion, it was like, oh, my God, it was like every time people talked, I was, you know, thinking about something else. And I'm just so full, girl. It's like I need to go back and listen to this again, because it really just kind of boils down to making a choice to not try to, you know, like we're people of reason. We have to have a because, like I'm doing this because. But with God, you don't have to have a because. It's like just really stepping out on faith and just knowing that, you know, I'm making a decision to change today. I'm making a decision to, you know, turn off the TV or to do something different. It has nothing to do with like, because da 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 da, or, you know, this is why, you know, it's like, no, God said this is what I need to do, and I'm just going to make that decision, making this choice to do it. And, you know, it, like I said, there was just so much, so many people who said different things, and Dee Dee, and I'm just like overwhelmed right now. My mind is like blown.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much for the declaration, and love you, and I'm just going to listen to this again, girl, because I'm full.
Amen. God be praised. Listen, all night long, I was going, ooh, wow. Ooh, how come I never saw that? That's all. I had me a time last night. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Pammy. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, wow. When you talked about the ancient doors, and, you know, we read that scripture umpteen times, but it really did something to me today. I couldn't breathe. I'm like, okay, get out my head again. And when you started talking about the arrested development, it just really just stirred me up. And I'm like, my God, you know, I really have work to do. I know you've been working with me, but I got a lot more work to do. And I'm just so grateful to your obedience to God. And when you were talking about your son, and it just like, wow, you know, thank you. Just thank you.
Amen. God be praised. And thank you for sharing, Keish. It's all right. No, like knowing, man, and I still got work to do. Right? It's not like I'm at the end of my sentence, but at least I can start to participate after the period, right? Because all of that happens. Now you put a period in that part of your life, and now you take yourself and allow the word of God, that seed that was planted. And I can remember a time where my soil was rocky. And it was impossible for there to be a root because there was so much underneath the surface. There were so many things in the way of a root actually being able or being empowered to take place or to take root. I hadn't dug out all of the bottles and the tricycles and the Barbie dolls and the bottle caps, all the things that were in my soil from times past, from myself, from you know, my life experience as a kid, some of the stuff that I had compartmentalized because of abandonment and rejection, some of the realities that I didn't know how to be a daughter to a father because I never had one, and I equated God or Jesus to be a man, and he's not a man. He is God and man. He is deity. He is all things all the time, right? And so that piece, and then I can remember even the thorny things, some things that I inflicted upon myself and created snares of my very own. So every time the seed tried to get down into who I was, the unfortunate thing is the thistles and the thorns got in the way, so it wasn't able to reach the soil of my heart. And so when we look at all of those things and we start to identify the things that we've compartmentalized as having been entrapped by the texture of our soil at that time, which is why I said now covers time and encompasses whatever time you're in right now or whatever time you were in when the offense took place. Because 99.99% of the time that we struggle, it's because something happened to our heart and we stopped developing and we stopped growing and we stopped cultivating our land. We stopped digging up stuff. Well, just forget it. It's too hard. I'm going to just stay right here. This good. This it. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to come home. I'm going to go to church on Sunday and clap. He said, the disciples said, Jesus, how you just going to say somebody touched me and all these people around me, all these people around me, but they don't want me. They want to see what's going on. They want to know what everybody is talking about. They don't want what I have to give them. She want what I have to give her. She wants who I am, not my stuff. She wants my virtue. She wants the essence of me. So she'll do whatever necessary to get to me. These people is touching me, but they ain't moving me. She touched me, and she moved me from not feeling to feeling her presence. See, his feelings were not about being impressed with how many people was on his line. They was on his line. You hear me? But they didn't want him. They didn't want him. We go to church every Sunday after Sunday. It's a gang of folks who don't want to do nothing but stay behind that period. They're not interested in moving forward.
They're not even interested in participating in the first word of the next sentence. They want to stay behind the period. I don't want to be around them kind of people all the time. Go away. I got to deal with them on Sundays because they show up. But I don't go to church because I like the music.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not there anymore. That used to be cute, but I'm trying to be well, and I'm trying to see other people well. My healing is not about my healing. My healing is about how many people I'm called to help heal. That's where I'm at, right? And so,
Pastor Dion.
Yes, who is that?
Oh, Pastor Dion, this is Pam. Good morning, family. Hey, I just ooh. When you were speaking and everyone was speaking, I don't know, I just had this visualization because I'm just so thankful to you. I'm not 100% like all off, but, you know, but I am trying to listen more instead of like, you know, speaking a lot more, and God's given me so much. When you were speaking, two things, I would love to hear, first things first, I would love to hear at some point when you have time or the whole testimony of what happened with Josiah, because I just remember us praying over him and all that stuff, and then I don't think I know the end result yet, like the specifics of the result, so it would be beautiful to hear, maybe get a testimony, or even call me, girl, or I'd love to just hear exactly what, you know, how that ended up, and how he's doing it. It sounds like he's doing great, but I'd love to hear, you know, kind of like how, what developed. And praise God for his healing and what's going on with him in your life. The second thing is, I kept having a visualization when you were talking about it was taking a while, you know, and you were speaking to some people, someone who may be on the line who feels like, you know, you're just not feeling it right now. And, you know, we've all gone through that process. I've been going through it too, where, you know, where are you, Lord? And you were saying you're kind of coming into, you know, something. I can't put the right word to it. I kept visualizing. What I visualized is that, like, a plant, you know, first it's a seed, and then it starts to grow in those little branches, you know, the little branches that start purpling up. And that's how I feel like, you know, when we're going through that pain of, like, God, where are you? You know, we're still pressing forward. We're just not seeing anything. That's that, those little branches taking that root into the ground that we don't even see yet. I don't know why I just kept visualizing that when you were speaking, and then you start seeing the tree, but underneath that tree, you know, that's strong and big, there's a lot of little branches that have to take root to the ground. And I just saw that as, like, a lot of the times that the pain, you know, the things that we're going through, those senses going, you know, just sticking with our senses of, you know, here, I'm hoping I make some kind of sense to you guys, but anyway, that's just what I was visualizing, that a lot of times it might feel like you're not doing anything, but that's that shaking root. If you just continue to just keep staying in God's will, that's all. Love you, ladies. Love you all. Love you, gentlemen. Keep saying love you, ladies. And there's gentlemen on the line. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. Love you too, Pam. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Anybody else?
Dion, this is Gloria again. I just got one thing to say. My
sure.
Now is now.
Yeah, that's good.
It is now. Amen.
Mhm. That's good. That's it. Listen, I won't even say fake it till you make it glow. Everything requires due process. We all have to go through whatever we go through. The only thing that will really create an issue for any of us is when we fool around and we inject things in our circumstances that should not be there. When we disobey God, we make an active decision to do it, period. And I don't know about you guys. You can pretend like you don't. But listen, I do. When I blow it, listen, I'll be like, I'm about to blow it with heck of T's on the end, and whatever go with that, I'm going to take it, right? It's a process, and we decide. And at the end of the day, when we make a decision, for real, kingdom living is about discipline. Kingdom living is about making an active decision every day to honor God with our heart, our mind, our spirit, and our soul. That takes practice. I am almost 47 years old. I started actively seeking God, for real, at about 23 years old, right? But there were things I just didn't get. Now, here we are, 21 years later, 7 times 3, that I have input. Listen, and I'm maybe on this side of 40, I probably literally... I've been home 5 years. So I'll say 5 years, even though there were transformations taking place, right? It was little by little. But let me tell you why it was little by little. Because I wasn't willing to not do what I wanted to do. Straight up. Like, I can't sugarcoat it. I can't front and act like I was, like, always doing it. I wasn't. Right? I was doing what I call a hokey pokey. I put one foot in and then pull it out. I do just enough to be considered righteous amongst my peers, righteous amongst folks that was watching, but I still had a secret sin life that I coveted. You hear me? It was mine.
Have a good day. Love y'all.
That secret sin life is a whole declaration, sis.
That's a whole nother thing, right? But a lot of people not really willing to say you still in your thought life, you harbor it. You cover it up, right? I did that. I know I did, right? I didn't do it on purpose, but I did it intentionally. I knew I was doing it, right? So we get to a certain point where we start to make decisions, be like, listen, that's an ancient door. Help me close that, Jesus. Period. Okay. Like, I noticed that this is a problem. Okay. This right here is a problem. I don't want to do it anymore. Can you help me?
Yeah.
I can't fix it on my own, right? And so all of us have a responsibility to surrender and submit the stuff that we think we hidden, that we've compartmentalized, that we disassociate from. It doesn't mean it's not there. It just means you're not willing to do the work to surrender that. You don't trust God with that part of your heart. Listen, all of this heart you can have, all this stuff, all these secrets, all this historical stuff, all these ancient doors, my mama and them stuff, my grandma's, I don't care whose it is. You can have it, Jesus. It's cool.
Thank you. Amen.
Right. So it's really making the decision and being in a place where you could be honest about your raggedy. Listen, I had a raggedy.
Yes. Okay.
Like, that's not a, you know what I'm saying? You got to get to the place where you're grown enough.
Good
I don't
morning,
care what
sweetie.
You think of me.
Okay.
It don't matter what your opinion is. I'm trying to live again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's all. I'm trying to live in such a way that, like Jesus said, right, all we are supposed to be, the only thing we're supposed to model or pattern is Jesus. I just want to be like Jesus. I want to be able to say to somebody with good conscience, follow me. Right? I want to be able to say, follow me, and not feel ridiculous in saying it. And not be ashamed and not have to deal with guilt and be in my mind be riddled. I want to be able to say, man, come on, let's run down here.
Mm.
Let's do this. Let's get this done without feeling a hot mess.
Mm.
Right? You can't model something you refuse to live.
Preach,
Jesus lived it.
Preach.
That's honey, don't keep telling me stuff. And I'm looking at you. Talking about so-and-so coming to preach. Well, you mean the one that was over there at was Pandora with that other lady that ain't none of his wife? I'm not listening to that Negro say nothing.
Change right now, girl.
Woo! That's all. I don't want to hear him.
Amen.
I, I don't mean no harm, but I don't feel like it. So the lady who looked down her nose at me because I got this eyebrow ring in that I refuse to take out because I got this tattoo on my arm, I'm not listening to her. I don't care what she say. I don't mean no harm. I'm finna read this word. And listen, it's just time out for pretending like you well when you know you sick. I was sick. I was raggedy. My heart was nasty. You hear me? And then when God starts showing you that stuff, you be like, man, I was walking around like that? Oh, my God. How did that happen? And it start making you ask yourself real questions. Now, what I'm talking about, this ain't for everybody. If you mean and rude and nasty, listen, it's some stuff, it's an ancient door you need to get to. If you always complaining and whining and crying, it's an ancient door you need to get to. Get over yourself. Right? That's what I had to say to Dion. I'm not, this ain't about none of y'all. This is Dion. Right? So
what?
That's all. I want to encourage us to be honest with where we are. Right? And go ahead and do the work. It's worth it. I feel better. I feel better.
Now that's when your feelings is all right there. You know, when you did the work and the outcome, what you feel because they're pure.
Yeah. That's it.
When you get over yourself. Say that again, sis. Get over who?
Raggedy.
Yourself.
That's it. Now I ain't worried about you. I just know I was raggedy.
And I was tired of being raggedy.
I didn't have enough. That's all.
Hey, Dion, this Juliet.
Hey,
I got to say something. I thank you for your honesty, your transparency. I thank you for this declaration straight from God. you know, it really touched me when you're talking about issues of, basically issues of the heart that have affected you as a kid, which has caused your heart to have a stone upon it. And I never forget when, you know, when I was working, going through the process, you know, God always works to me through Psalms, but he took me to Psalms, not to Psalms, but it was Ezekiel 36. And the first question was within the phrase of the song was, "Will I cleanse you?" And the chorus was, and I think it's Ezekiel 36:26 says, "A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." And it's just unpacking, listening to what you're saying, it's unpacking, like, you know, like how in our childhood or whatever thing that has happened to us as a child or whether adult, how we've allowed where the ground is not able to be cultivated or the seed is not able to be planted. And then there's another scripture where he says that he'll break up the fallow ground. You know, so just making me think about these scriptures and how, you know, like you're saying, you'll get it in time. You know, I was saying these things to myself and I say these things to myself, but it's making so much sense now, you know, what God is doing. And I know I'm a work in progress, but I'm standing in my now today. I'm making that exact question. I'm standing in my now today. My thought process is different. Mm-hmm. I think about what I'm thinking about. And mm-hmm. I default to my mouth. I talk to God, you know. I'm just rejoicing. These are tears of joy because I know I'm on that path. I know I'm on that path. And it's, you know, just like I said, thanking God for, you know, just speaking your truth, speaking your reality, speaking, you know, which is, you know, God wants that to be all of our reality. And like you said, we just got to do the work. So I just want to tell you, I love you and I appreciate this call.
Love you too. I love you too. I'm excited about literally anybody who makes a decision to be an active participant in their own life, makes a decision to live. And not just for you, but for those that God has positioned you
to say with your life, not with your words, follow me. We ought to all be making an announcement, follow me. And not to demonstrate how wonderful or fancy we are. I'm not saying that by any stretch of the imagination. But listen, when you're not actively participating in your healing and your transformation, you keep finding yourself scooching, and I said the word scooching, under a bed. You keep finding yourself being hidden under a bowl because there are certain things that you are still struggling with. Listen, I'm not saying that I don't have anything that I struggle with, but I overcome by the words of my testimony and the blood of the Lamb. I actively open my mouth even when I haven't acknowledged something and say, and I'm not perfect, don't twist it, but what I'm saying is I'm not afraid to shine. That is from a place of victory and deliverance. God has delivered me from some things. I can say I win because I win through him. I can say I am free because I'm free in and through him. I can say I'm healed because healing is the children's bread, right? I can say all of that stuff in that place of victorious living because he already paid it, and I'm not struggling with a whole bunch of sin and shame because of Romans 8, right? There is therefore now no condemnation. I'm living after the period. I'm participating in my sentence. I'm standing in my first word, and I'm moving forward from there. That takes work, and I got to do that work every single day to keep my hands clean and to keep my heart right. That's a process, period. I know we are well beyond the time and the hour. But I just want to encourage somebody, and I want to say this real quick just because it's on my mind. Ms. D, I did not forget about you. I got a call in to Maria Gravera. Every other place that I called was not, they didn't have any space. So I just wanted to say that because it was on my heart and mind. I hope she's still on the call.
Got it. We got it done. The Lord moved last night. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, good stuff. I was praying about it. Good stuff. But I just want to encourage us. Don't forget that it's not over till it's over, right? As long as you're doing the work, you're doing the work. And after a while, your life will catch up with the work and the word. It has to. It has to. That is just the cycle that takes place when you obey God with your life. So that's all, guys. I'm super excited, and I'm really prayerful that this declaration blessed somebody. I know it blessed me. It blessed my heart. Anybody else have anything before we go?
Amen. Well, with that said, I pray that you go and you grow in love, that you be the Jesus that somebody needs to see, that you are working on your now, even as we speak, and that you be encouraged to keep going. Whatever you do, do not quit. You got it? Keep going. Amen. I love you, but God loves you the most. Don't forget, we are fasting today. For those that can and will, I'll hear you today at 5 p.m. If not, God bless you, God keep you. Hear you all. What's today? Wednesday. Hear you in the morning. Amen.
Amen.
Have a blessed day, y'all.
Great day.
Okay, everybody. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Bless you all.
Bye.
God bless you too, sugar booger.
Peace and blessings. Love you, Miss Yvonne.
Hey, yeah.